We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavours and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, veg-embracing viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Astra Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hav Province, Channel 21 on Han Elte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 and Elha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Hemer Cable TV. In Sukhbatar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Elha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Yemeni inventor receives a United Nations award. In environmental news, reforestation policies in Chinese rural areas improve the environment and citizens' livelihoods. In animal welfare news, an American family donates the profits of Margot's Bark Soda Company to help canines. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 4th, is Tonga's National Day, observing the adoption of its constitution in 1875. Located in the South Pacific Ocean, Tonga consists of more than 150 islands. Iwa Island in the Tongatapu group of islands of Tonga is 30 million years older than the rest of the country and is among the most ancient islands in the region. It has one of the largest areas of regional rainforest in Tonga and is home to the biggest national park of the country. We wish the friendly people of Tonga a memorable National Day with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Landslides and serious floods take lives in Iraqi Kurdistan. Torrential rains triggered floods and landslides in the Erbil province on Sunday. Three women and a child succumbed to two separate landslides as their homes were buried in the town of Beran near Turkey. Meanwhile, the River Zab has also overflowed, flooding surrounding areas. Calling the region a disaster area, Provincial Governor Nozad Hadi stated that a committee would be sent to evaluate the affected locations and is asking for support from both the Iraqi and the federal Kurdistan governments. On November 3rd, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $10,000 in aid, with her prayers and love to be distributed through the Red Crescent Society. This amount could acquire $127,000 in emergency items if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in Iraq. Our appreciation, Governor Hadi, and personnel who are working to ease the situation. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her support extended to the most vulnerable. We send our sympathies to all who have lost loved ones, while we pray for the afflicted person's quick recovery to the comfort of their everyday lives as people's gentler actions help restore Earth's stability.
Heavy downpour in Brazil causes damages and loss of lives. Three people have perished and over 3,000 have been forced to relocate in the state of Espírito Santo because of extensive structural damage or loss of their homes due to heavy rains in southeastern Brazil. Over 500,000 people have been affected by the rains and landslides, with nearly 32,000 buildings damaged and states of emergency declared in the municipalities of João Niva, Vila Velha, and the capital Vitória. Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $20,000 in emergency supplies on November 3rd with her heartfelt sympathy and prayers. This amount could purchase $92,000 in goods if bought in the United States based on Brazil's cost of living. Our thanks goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai and her immediate, unconditional assistance. We pray that the people of Espírito Santo, Brazil, may soon be fully restored from this disaster and that such extreme weather condition lessen as we strive to live in harmony with Mother Nature.
More than 1,000 homes destroyed in China earthquake. Early on Monday, November 2nd, a magnitude 5.0 tremor struck China's southwestern province of Yunnan. Centered in Binchuan and Xiangyun counties of Dalibai Autonomous Prefecture. The quake caused injury to 28 people and affected 280,000 others. Meanwhile, 30,000 homes were damaged, with over 1,000 having collapsed. Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately offered $15,000 to help those in need, while conveying much sorrow and her prayers. This donation could obtain $117,000 in relief materials if acquired in the United States based on the cost of living in China. We are grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's wholehearted aid to the afflicted. Our prayers are with the quake-stricken Chinese people for their swift recuperation of their regular daily lives. May such calamities be eased as humanity treads more lightly on Earth to restore our planetary balance.
Strong rainstorms inundate northern Angola. Heavy rains have caused 100 families to lose their homes in Mbanza, Congo, capital of the country's northwestern Zaire province. In a matter of only hours on Thursday, October 29th, the rains and strong winds damaged buildings that included schools and churches, also downing power lines. We pray for the protection of the Angolan people and a smooth return to their productive lives. May such destructive storms be minimized through our concerted efforts to safeguard our environment and each other.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Japan to aid Afghanistan with development. As proposed by Japan's Premier Yukio Hatoyama, Japan will donate $5 billion in assistance over a five-year period starting in 2010. The funds will be directed to rebuilding Afghanistan's roads, water supplies, and irrigation technology, as well as giving reformed militants new jobs and vocational training with Japanese companies. Our appreciation and heaven bless Your Excellency and Japan for your spirit of generosity to our brethren in need. May Allah bless the Afghan people with expanding advancements of peace and prosperity.
Meat consumption related to type 2 diabetes. Characterized by high blood glucose levels, type 2 diabetes is an increasingly prevalent condition that can lead to serious complications such as kidney damage, heart disease, blindness, and lower limb amputations. A recent meta-analysis by scientists in Norway and the United States now points to meat consumption increasing the likelihood of the disease.
Led by Dagfinn Aun of the University of Oslo in Norway, a systematic review of 12 previously conducted studies on dietary habits revealed that high rates of total meat consumption raised the risk of type 2 diabetes by 17%, while consumption of processed meat upped it to 40%.
Mr. Aon and other Norwegian and U.S. researchers, we appreciate knowing of this important link between diabetes and meat consumption. Wishing everyone the benefit of the wholesome veg diet to safeguard our own health and the happiness of loved ones.
Simple practices to help alleviate swine flu. With a third of the world's population expected to contract the swine flu virus, Germany's Technical Inspection Authority, or TUV, has recommended that people consume at least 2 liters of water each day to strengthen the immune system. The TUV also suggests a diet rich in vitamins and minerals and long walks that boost circulation. Dressing warmly and taking warm baths can also promote circulation and build immunity. The basic precaution of maintaining good hygiene through such practices as washing hands frequently is also advised.
Meanwhile, the swine flu has spread swiftly throughout the Ukraine, with 67 deaths reported so far due to associated severe respiratory problems. The country has issued an urgent appeal for medicines and medical equipment for treatment, saying that 8,000 are currently in need of hospitalization or hospital treatment. In addition, the government ordered a 3-week closure of schools and cinemas to halt the spread of the disease. Other countries that have reported new deaths, ranging from infants to elders, include Syria, Egypt, China, Kuwait, Turkey, Afghanistan, Sweden, Italy, United Kingdom, and Jordan. In all, there have been 6,171 swine flu fatalities officially reported by more than 180 countries. The number of people infected with swine flu globally is said to increase too quickly to count.
Our hearts go out to all countries facing the many serious outbreaks of swine flu, and especially to the families of lost members. Our appreciation, German Technical Inspection Authority, for your immune-boosting tips. We further encourage adoption of the humane and nutrient-rich vegan diet, which shields from diseases by replacing the food system that incubates such harmful pandemics.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.,
to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org,
www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Israel releases Palestinian members of parliament. On Monday, Israel freed 12 Hamas members of parliament who had been detained since 2006. A total of 37 Hamas legislators have been released in the last few months. We are glad to hear of these recent events and wish all those returning home joyful reunions with loved ones. May peaceful relations grow and flourish between Israel and Palestine.
Afghan president re-elected. Incumbent President Hamid Karzai of Afghanistan has been announced as the winner of the recent presidential elections. The United Nations, United States, and United Kingdom were among the states and organizations extending their congratulations to the re-elected president, who promised a government for all Afghan people. We also congratulate Your Excellency on your re-election to office. May Allah grace your country and fellow citizens with lasting harmony and stability.
We have now a future to look forward to.
Save Our Planet. British Prince Philip hosts vegan interfaith banquet for a sustainable planet. Together with United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, His Royal Highness Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, and husband to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, hosted a special lunch on Tuesday, November 3rd, at Windsor Castle. The occasion was part of a three-day conference entitled Many Heavens, One Earth, Faith Commitments for a Living Planet, which had gathered over 250 leaders from nine faiths to propose frameworks for future commitments to climate change action.
In accordance with the eco-conscious event, the conference organizers opted for a vegan lunch, providing a low-impact meal while also respecting various religious dietary needs. With dishes that featured seasonal, regionally sourced, plant-based ingredients, this was the first vegan banquet in Windsor Castle's history.
Heaven bless you, Your Royal Highness, Secretary General Ban, and all involved for this noble event bringing faiths together in love of our God-gifted earthly home. We pray that the conference spiritually recharges the world's faiths and believers toward meaningful climate action that includes the ultimately eco-friendly vegan fare.
Save Our Planet. Review of Livestock and Climate Study by The Independent Newspaper. On November 1st, The Independent, a leading newspaper in the United Kingdom, published an article by consumer affairs correspondent Martin Hickman commenting on the new report from the U.S.-based World Watch Institute.
The Independent cited the report's revised calculations, finding that livestock is responsible for at least 51% of global greenhouse gas emissions, which is far more than the 18% previously estimated by the United Nations. It went on to highlight similarly held positions by public figures, such as vegetarian chairman of the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, who has called lower meat consumption the most attractive opportunity. The article also quoted climate and economics expert Lord Stern of Brentford, UK, who more recently affirmed meat's heavy carbon footprint and waste of the world's resources.
The review concluded by sharing a statement from Justin Kurzweil, campaign manager for vegetarian group Viva, who said, "The case for reducing consumption of meat and dairy products was already imperative based on previous UN findings. Now it appears to have been proven that the environmental devastation from livestock production is in fact staggeringly more significant. It is essential that attention is fully focused on the impact of livestock production by all global organizations with the power to affect policy."
We thank journalist Martin Higman and The Independent for this thoughtful review of a highly relevant study, one that clearly indicates that change of diet is a priority to halt climate change. May more people and leaders be informed of such findings and act swiftly while there is still time.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often cited the dire consequences of meat consumption and the urgent need to halt it, as during a June 2008 video conference with our association members in London, England.
"From all the scientific facts, from all the reports, we know the car, the garbage, they are not the main cause of global warming. They are not the main polluter of the planet. They are not the main cause of the killer. For example, methane is like
72
times more potent than CO2. And nitrous oxide is approximately 300 times more potent than CO2. And livestock is the number one cause of methane. And byproduct, also nitrous oxide, is also from livestock. Meat, egg, dairy, responsible for 65% of worldwide human-caused nitrous oxide emission. All the cost of deforestation, all the cost of transportation, all the cost of water, all the cost of medicine, all the cost of sickness, all the cost of building hospital, training more doctors and making more medicine, and all the heartache of being sick and causing trouble for the loved one by being sick. And then all the trouble or the cost of war because of hunger, because of food insecurity. Now, vegetarianism is the only solution. It's the best, the fastest solution. I pray that people in the world wake up on time and just forsake that piece of meat. Then everything will be just fine. Everything will be beautiful, nice, peaceful."
Save Our Planet. Ireland's Environmental Protection Agency publishes a report of rapid changes in the country that show evidence of human-induced global warming and the need to scientifically find ways to mitigate as well as adapt.
Save Our Planet. U.S. researchers predict more forest fires in the world-famous Yosemite National Park and elsewhere as global warming causes snowpack to decline, thus creating drier conditions that make it easier for lightning strikes to ignite larger blazes.
Save Our Planet. Negotiators from nearly 180 countries gather in Barcelona, Spain for the final round of talks leading up to December's Copenhagen, Denmark summit that seeks a new international climate accord to replace the Kyoto Protocol.
Save Our Planet. Professor Edson Ramirez of the Higher University of San Andres, Bolivia, states that global warming is responsible for the alarming melt rate of the Chacaltaya Glacier, which provides 80% of drinking water to El Alto and the metropolitan areas in the capital of La Paz.
Save Our Planet. An assessment presented at an international waters conference in Australia finds that 61 of the world's 64 largest marine ecosystems are warming at 2 to 3 times previously estimated rates, with overfishing, waste, and nitrogen pollution from livestock runoff more intensely damaging these marine environments.
Dr. Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
Weaver and I are both vegan.
We would like to share a tip on brushing your dog companion's teeth.
Just like for humans, it's important to keep his or her teeth healthy.
To help your dog friend get used to the toothbrush, you can start for the first week or so by putting a bit of dog toothpaste on a small piece of clean, damp washcloth wrapped around your finger.
Try to work up to brushing each side for 30 seconds with the washcloth.
Remember to finish on a happy note by having playtime with your beloved animal with his or her favorite toy.
Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around the globe.
In innovation news, a Yemeni inventor is recognized. The United Nations World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, has awarded Mr. Samir Saif Hanouni the WIPO Gold Medal for his innovation of a water drainage floating pump. Mr. Hanouni is a staff member of the Water and Sanitation Corporation in Aden, Yemen. Our heartiest congratulations, Mr. Samir Saif Hanouni, on your well-deserved honor. May we see more creations that benefit all beings.
In environmental news, China's campaign to return farming land to forestry has many benefits for people and society. The Chinese government is subsidizing farmers to reforest part of their farmland. In 2008, 1.66 million rural households were the recipients of funding from this program. The plan also gives farmers the opportunity to spend a few months a year working at other jobs. The per capita income of agricultural workers in Dingxi, one of the most drought-prone regions in Gansu province, has doubled. In addition, the project has supported biodiversity and contributed to improving the soil so that there is less erosion and fewer sandstorms. Our sincere thankfulness, China, for your earth-sustaining policies. May all countries take significant and urgent steps to protect our home planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, Root Beer Company donates all profits to homeless canines. We will wipe the dog and let him in. Be back soon. More good news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, forward-thinking news for a progressive world. In animal welfare news, an American root beer company assists homeless canines. The profits of Margot's Bark Soda Company, created by Tim, Jessica, and 8-year-old Oscar Yaud of Los Angeles, California, USA, go towards helping dogs that have been rescued or live in shelters. Named after the family dog, Margot, the enterprise initially was inspired by a school science project of Oscar's. His parents joined in and developed a naturally sweetened, preservative-free root beer. It was so popular at a fair that the Yaud family decided to perfect and bottle the beverage. Today, Margot's Bark is sold in selected restaurants, stores, and pet stores. Kudos, Yaud family. Our heartfelt appreciation for your compassionate endeavor. May all our loyal canine friends have the opportunity to be a part of loving and fun homes.
Time for some lighthearted humor with a joke of the day told in Hungarian entitled Banking Troubles.
Egy fiatal diáklány sűrve futott az édesapjához. Apa, valami szörnyű pénzügyi tanácsot adtál. Igen? Mit mondtam? Kérdezte az apa. Azt mondtad, hogy tegyem be a pénzemet abba a nagy bankba. És most ez a nagy bank bajban van. Miről beszélsz? Ez az egyik legnagyobb bank az államban, mondta az apa. Kell, hogy legyen valami hiba. Nem hiszem, szipogta a lány. Épp most küldték vissza a csekkemet, mondván elégtelen fedezett.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Sanatam Kaur, Sacred Sikh Chants for Peace, on Enlightening Entertainment.
Guru Nanak has said, if you're a Muslim, be a true Muslim, and if you're a Hindu, be a true Hindu. All religions pray to the same Lord. Bhajan from the United Kingdom.
Blessed Bhajan, thank you for your comments. We very much agree with you that all creations come from the same holy source. Let us be virtuous whatever our chosen wonderful faith and adopt the compassionate plant-based diet to show our love for our planet and all beings. With divine benediction to you and your fellow citizens in the United Kingdom.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May the divine bless your heart and elevate your soul.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Kuwaiti Emir His Highness Sheikh Sabah Al-Ahmad Al-Jabir Al-Sabah and other officials meet with Somali President Sharif Sheikh Ahmad and his delegation to discuss ways to enhance their country's cooperative endeavors.
Iran's Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki announces his country's readiness for a nuclear program agreement and calls for a meeting with the UN Nuclear Agency to discuss proposed economic and technical considerations.
In a rare and welcomed public appearance, Thai King Bhumibol Adunladet emerged from his hospital stay to participate in the centuries-old festival of Loy Krathong by placing a decorated Krathong float on the Chao Phraya River.
The U.S. and Sierra Leone announced that the U.S. Peace Corps will resume operations in Sierra Leone for the first time in 15 years, with an initial group of 40 volunteers arriving to work in schools and on community development.
Russia donates 23 metric tons of medicine for treating acute respiratory and cardiovascular diseases to Nicaragua.
An opinion poll finds that most Ecuadorians are against bullfighting, with over 90% affirming that the bulls and horses suffer from maltreatment, and more than two-thirds advocating a national law to ban this cruel practice.
In Malaysia, the Consumers Association of Penang, or CAP, calls on the government to impose a minimum price of $9 per pack of cigarettes to discourage this harmful addiction.
Professor Peter Singer of Princeton University in New Jersey, USA, recommends a 50% tax on meat, saying that it would benefit health and the environment by encouraging reduced consumption.
The U.S.-based Pan-American Development Foundation, or PADF, is sending 4 cargo containers of food aid valued at $250,000 to assist people in Guatemala affected by the most severe drought in decades.
United Arab Emirates Higher Education and Scientific Research Minister, His Excellency Sheikh Nayan bin Mubarak Al Nayan, has a cordial meeting with His Majesty King Carl XVI Gustaf of Sweden to discuss their country's relations.
Olaxis are Vietnamese researchers in the country's Thừa Thiên Huế province discover a set of 54 rare woodblocks dating to the beginning of the 20th century that describe spiritual traditions of the Huế people.
81 boys and 63 girls, all former child soldiers, are being admitted to the Hindu college in Ratmalana, Sri Lanka, as part of the jointly sponsored Sri Lanka UNESCO Bring Back the Child program.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.